Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bud Mishkin, and these are today's top local stories. It's hot, and it's getting hotter. So let's get the latest now from AccuWeather's Heather Zare.
Yeah, not a great day to be outdoors for an extended period. We already had enough smoke yesterday that kept temperatures down a few degrees from what we could have reached otherwise, and we could have a similar effect today. However, the smoke not quite as thick for most of the day as it was yesterday, which will still allow it to reach the middle 90s this afternoon. And with the high humidity, AccuWeather real field temperatures are going to be near, even over 100. As the smoke thickens later today and tonight, we can get notable and maybe even problematic reductions in air quality that last on into tomorrow. The heat and humidity, at least, though, are going to back off some for tomorrow and even more on Friday. I'm AccuWeather meteorologist Heather Zare on New York's weather station, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Those of us who work inside should consider ourselves fortunate, especially on a day like today. 1010 Winds reporter Amanda Alexander with the story of outside workers dealing with the heat.
If you think about complaining of the heat this week, the sweat, staying indoors, feeling sluggish, just think about what sanitation has to deal with.
The maggots.
Okay, not the answer I was expecting either, but Mel chatted with me on his route, and I had to know.
How much worse is the smell of garbage?
It gets bad certain places, you know, but we deal with it.
He's a trooper and a fully suited one. No shorts for sanitation, so are his legs hot?
They are, but you know, I'd rather my legs be hot than get all types of stuff on them.
So what's the first thing you do when you get home after a long day?
Shower. Shower. Shower at work, shower at home.
Fair enough. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Brooklyn.
It's been an ongoing issue in New York for years, especially in the heat of the summer. Horse-drawn cabs. The issue has surfaced again in the aftermath of last month's tragedy. 18-year-old Romansh Mahajan killed when he was thrown from a horse-drawn carriage in Central Park. His aunt, Sovia Thukral, outside City Hall today before a city council hearing.
Those screams, those cries, those sounds of agony and despair, that sounds have not left me, and I'm sure they will never leave me.
The Union for Horse Carriage Drivers was also making its case outside the hearing. The president of TWU Local 100, John Chiarello.
We're here today at City Hall for a very bad reason. They want to eliminate the horse industry. They want to eliminate the operators.
1010 Winds reporter Juliet Papa.
That's right. The hearing is underway, and the first people to testify were members of the family. You just heard from an aunt, Sylvia, and very moving and tearful testimony from many members of Romansh Mahajan's family, his father, explaining to the committee that amidst the chaos and confusion as the horse started running, his son went to his mother, who had fallen out of the carriage. He came out of the carriage and he said, "My son hit his head on the ground and never moved again." An uncle said he wants to see a physical memorial to his nephew built at the site of the tragedy. And another relative says the young man's bedroom remains dark, the family just too upset to deal with it. The Council Health Committee right now holding a hearing on the future of the carriage horse industry. Speaker Julie Menon vows to phase it out with protections for drivers and horses. Reporting live, Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Police in Brooklyn are looking for a rug thief. The suspect is accused of removing several handmade antique rugs that were draped in front of a store in Bushwick. Police say it happened back on July 8th in the early morning hours, around 2 in the morning. The woman then allegedly fled on foot, taking about $4,000 worth of antique rugs. Anyone with information is asked to call Crime Stoppers, 1-800-577-TIPS. Among those feeling the brunt of the higher cost of food these days, seniors. And so, City Council member Gail Brewer's Fresh Food for Seniors program is back for its 14th season. It offers older New Yorkers bags of locally grown fruits and vegetables for $10. It's about 40% less than it might cost at a green market.
Hundreds of people write us a note saying thank you. It was one of the best things that they've done ever. So when you see that, and then you see them line up to pick it up, you really feel like this is what New York is supposed to be about. This is what community is supposed to be about. Because they feel it's affordable and they feel somebody cares about them.
It's a pay-as-you-go program. It runs through November. Seniors buy fresh New York and New Jersey produce without a subscription. You can pay $10 cash 2 weeks in advance, then get your produce on pickup day at one of 9 neighborhood locations. August 28th marks 63 years since the 1963 March on Washington and Dr. Martin Luther King's iconic I Have a Dream speech. The King family and Reverend Al Sharpton have announced plans for March on Washington 2026, subtitled Defend the Vote on August 28th. The march is in response to U.S. Supreme Court rulings that critics see as the dismantling of the Voting Rights Act. Metropolitan Museum is among the 45 additional buildings where the bacteria that causes Legionnaires' disease was found. The city health department says a total of 76 buildings tested positive. That's up from the 31 they initially announced. As of yesterday, there have been 63 cases of Legionnaires, with 12 people currently hospitalized. No deaths have been recorded. The outbreak is affecting buildings on the Upper East Side. The Department of Health says 57 of the buildings have already undergone the required cleaning and sanitizing. The rest must do so by tomorrow. Rats, mold, and collapsing ceilings. Some of the conditions that residents of a Brooklyn apartment complex say they've been dealing with for years.
Conditions inside of the five Riverside buildings are so bad that tenants are choosing to come outside and rally. There's about 156 rent-stabilized units throughout these five buildings, and residents say they're dealing with leaks, mold, collapsing ceilings, along with rodent and mite infestations. About 20 of these families already have been battling it out in housing court, fighting eviction. What the people that live here say they ultimately want are repairs to be done and preservation to save these 156 rent-stabilized apartments. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Brooklyn Heights.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.